I'm chilling. We're all chilling. This is the chill squad.
Same.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Let's join the Champions Club.
Yeah.
Do you guys have extra sunglasses? Fuck. I don't have any.
Oh, wait, my glasses. Yeah.
Oh, shit, wait. Oh, wait, that's... Wait, where'd you get those?
What?
Huh?
Oh, what the fuck? That's cool.
The blue pill or the red pill?
Okay, let's just do it with the glasses on. Right.
You know,
they gotta see your eyes so they know your expression and they feel more connected to you as a viewer.
Okay, whatever.
But transparency, man.
I don't like that word.
We're terrible people.
Yes.
We are.
Yes. Welcome to the Offline TV Podcast 16. Welcome to the Offline TV Podcast 17. Welcome to the Offline TV Podcast 18. Welcome to the Offline TV Podcast 19.
See
now
that.
We have all four.
I think that's pretty safe.
Wait, what do you? Oh, so that the editor. But what if it was
movie
15?
Magic.
What?
Well, if it was 14, we gotta go backwards
a
couple.
We for sure
you know that.
We for sure did it. I know. Remember. Oh, okay. Yeah. Welcome to the Offline TV Podcast number 15.
Just move your 16. Mouth and then wobble.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do it again. Hey guys, welcome to the Offline TV Podcast number 16, 17, 18, 19. He's just gonna put all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just not gonna cut anything 100%.
So, what our topic today? We're gonna talk about friendship.
Oh yeah, we never talk about friendship. All right, friends, are we friends?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
If we're not, then holy shit, I have no friends.
All right, yeah. Michael, you're the new guy, right?
Yeah. What's up?
Who's your best friend in Offline TV? Go.
I'm pretty cool.
There's a correct answer here.
There's a correct answer. There's like it's like a multiple choice question, right? Like A, B, C, D. There's like one correct answer.
You know what? The way to do this is for him to rank us individually.
What?
Yep.
Michael, rank.
Number one.
All right. In S tier, Lily in the girlfriend tier. Girlfriend tier is Lily Pichu. Then we have in the A tier. You gotta go with your man Scar in the A tier. Scar is a solid pick, solid addition to Offline TV. He's around, he's doing lots of stuff. Also in the A tier, you know, we gotta put like the host of the Offline TV podcast. We got Disguised Toast and the host of love. And you know, you gotta have
good choice.
Yeah, and then you have to have the content king behind there. He's also in the A tier. We have we have Fed Meister in the A tier. And then everyone else can go into F tier.
Interesting. What was your first impression of us?
Lily loves first impression stories.
You never forget first impressions, right?
It's her favorite.
Oh, shut up.
I remember the first impression of Lily is when I brought over like the Roomba that could speak when it bumped into stuff. And I wanted her to do a voice for it. But I was like, I'm just meeting this person. I don't want to ask them. So I like show it to everybody, and then I was like, I'm too cringe to ask her to do a voice for it. And then at the end, she was like, I mean, if you need like a voice or something, you can put in your room.
So I remember, I'm like, oh, I really want to put my voice on it, but that's really cringe. I just met him. I don't want to ask him. That's how we met. Isn't that cute, guys? What's your first impression of Fed and Toast?
Fed, when did we first meet? I think you were actually in your like room a lot when I first started coming over to the house. And then I remember talking about content a lot with you. That was great.
I think for me, it's like one of the biggest moments for us was when we went to the pier. It was just you, me, Jamie, Celine.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we had some pretty deep talks. I remember.
We had some epic heart-to-heart meetings.
Yeah,
and then we
walked
underneath the pier with all the hobos and scary murder.
It was pitch black, which
was
cool.
That was an awful experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toast, I think you had moved out of a house by that point. So like, you would just sometimes, I think your first time coming over, you came over and you're like, hello, and brought a bunch of food. And we're just starting to miss everybody. So it's like, oh, hey, that's pretty epic, pretty cool. Oh, yeah, I DM Toast one time. I remember sending a DM to Toast saying, this is a nice video, good video. I liked his explanation of like breakdown.
Okay, you're missing
sentence.
And I
said, hey, Toast. Great video, good job. And then let me just check my response.
No, you led off with something a little different. Something about Susan Waikiki.
Okay, that's just how I introduce myself to all the people. I said, "Fuck, where's Toast?" I said something along the lines of, "Hello, fellow content creator, it's me, Susan Waikiki." Please give me your credit card information and I'll send you $10 CPM for the next 5 months. I said, that's how I always introduce myself over here.
Well,
and then
you know,
I didn't get a response to that. It was
I feel insecure and
like a bug,
you know, I couldn't,
or something,
I didn't know what to respond to. So yeah,
really,
if
like
it makes
Twitter
you feel
bug.
Better, I ghost a lot of people, and it's something I'm working on. But I'm glad you messaged me because I remember we're watching your videos on YouTube in the living room. And like, you know, we're like, oh, this guy's really cool. And I was flexing on them. It's like, yeah, this guy hit me up in my DMs and I just ignored it.
Then they have to go through my list of ghosted people.
And then because you messaged me, I think we were more comfortable reaching out to you. It's like, oh, this guy knows offline TV. And then you sent us a picture of you wearing an offline TV shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, yeah, this guy, you know, he knows who we are.
I thought that was really cute when we saw Michael wearing the shirt. You were a fan.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
I was like, oh, dude, I'm so prepared for this moment. I go into my closet of like 100 fucking merch shirts. I only buy merchandise from YouTubers. Pull out the offline TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good times.
Good times.
What were your first impressions of me?
Oh, mm-hmm. My impression is, you know, this guy is clearly very smart because you did the coding. As a fellow coder, I can recognize ingenuity when I see it. And, you know, you have good comedic timing in your video, good editing. So, you know, good at coding and knows humor. Reminds me of myself.
Bruh, even
it's
when
like,
he compliments other people,
it's like looking at her.
I think when Lily like brought the idea, like, what if you join the house? And I was like, huh, what if you join the house? And then I think I sat down by myself with like in the living room with like that big TV we saw, and I watched like I think all of your like at least 20 videos, and I was like, wow, this guy's either a psychopath, a sociopath, or all of the above, and I like it. So yeah, that was my first impression. This guy's crazy and ambitious, and knows good comedic timing. Like he really nailed it with like the editing, and I could just tell he has the X factor, as Pokey says.
Aww, that's really cute. That's
I think when we were talking about asking people to be offline TV members, I said like we should be nervous asking them. It's like we should be uncertain like if they would say yes, because the people who we would feel that way about are people who are very successful and have a lot of options. Like we can ask any like, you know, 5k viewer streamer and we'd be pretty confident. It's like, of course you're gonna say yes, but fucking offline TV. But with Michael, it's like, wow, this guy has so much shit going on.
Yeah,
you
know? So
I don't know if he'll say yes, but I'm nervous but also excited if he does.
It's one of those things too. We were very picky all of us had to be on board with it. It had to be a unanimous decision. And I think Michael was like resounding unanimous decision. I remember
you guys thinking I had a lot going on. I'm just like, nah, I'm just fucking chilling. Quarters.
Yeah, I remember dinner at quarters. I took my dinner at quarters to ask him, and honestly,
I was 95% sure he was going to ask me. Yeah, there's no reason he would ask me.
It's such a little tease. Like, you want to join? We want to ask you, but no one's like actually doing anything.
You want to join? Maybe not. Unless.
And then toward 75% or 80% of like the dinner, that's when I asked him. We just talked for most of it, but
yeah. That's really cute.
Remember when I said I knew it?
I
was
like, oh.
Was that Fed's like business dinner, like proposition?
Yeah.
I was like, don't worry, it's on offline TV. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
All right, let's head.
Wait, no one asked me my first impression of Michael.
Hey Lily, what was your first impression?
Never mind. It's fine.
Lily, please tell us.
Please tell us. You know how I feel right now, right? Like, I don't want to like bother anyone. Like, you know, it's fine.
Please tell us, Lily.
She's doing that thing where she wants us to continue to ask so that.
Okay, fine. That's okay. He had a shirt that said anxiety. So we started talking about anxiety and depression, and that's how we bonded. That's it.
I can't believe we spent 1 minute getting that out of you.
Growing up, did you always have a best friend? Did you guys have a childhood?
No, that question is not interesting. It's the second one. Our friend circle is really big, maybe even too big. How do you handle your friends being friends with someone you strongly dislike? I gotta say, you know, I'm just saying, I'm gonna put it out there. You know, some of you are friends with people I don't like. And you know how that makes me feel? Betrayed.
Shut the fuck up! Betrayed. Betrayal. I had in the past people who are friends with people I don't like as well, but ultimately you can't dictate who your friends should be friends with, I guess, you know? You can't change that. Unless they did something like completely fucked up to you, I can understand. But aside from that, it's like if you just like have a petty dislike of them, you can't control your friends. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone's adults.
It becomes very problematic for someone like me who just wants to like be friends
with everyone. Yeah.
Fed, you're kind of a. How do I put this?
I know exactly how to put it. He's a type 7. Enneagram type 7.
Well, no, that's not the word.
I swear to God, turn off Discord.
Carpet? Doormat?
No! He's not a doormat.
People pleaser?
People pleaser, maybe.
Peacemaker?
Not a peacemaker.
I'll say it how I see it. I love just talking to people. And sometimes I don't get that drive satisfied like in the house sometimes because like everyone's like doing their own thing, so I gotta go elsewhere to like get that battery drained, if that makes sense.
He's very extroverted. You enjoy new experiences too, whether it's with like events or people. You like meeting new people, you like new things.
I'm gonna hit you with an example. I remember when someone's talking mad shit about Fed, and we're at the house and we're crowded around his phone, and we're like, yo, this motherfucker talking shit about boy, fuck this guy. 2 months later, I come back, I open the door to the house, and this dude who's talking shit about Fed is chilling on the couch. I'm like, huh? What happened here?
Remember mercy, forgiveness, kindness?
Yeah, Fed's a very forgiving guy. I just wanted the update because I'm ready to go fuck this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Fed?
No, I don't know who you're talking about, shit.
Can you type it in the Discord?
Yeah, I'll type it in the Discord. Yeah, you guys don't want it. That was the situation as I described it. Michael doesn't know who we're talking about.
I remember.
Wait, Michael, you know. Do you know?
Oh, I assume.
You know this person.
Yes. This was actually very similar to a current situation I have right now.
Oh, who's talking shit, Ben? Who's talking shit?
No one's talking shit. It's more like I was betrayed by someone I've come to like really enjoy being around with. It's like,
yeah, type the name in chat. Oh, wait.
Type the name in chat.
I picked up on it already.
Oh my god.
It's like imagine you just meet someone and you hit off with them. Everything's really fucking cool. You think they're like they helped you out in such a genuine way, and then they hit you with like that kind of betrayal.
Obviously,
like I'm not the type of person to really hold grudges. And I know, like, you know, everyone fucks up, and I'm a very forgiving person. That might be a weakness or something that can be used to be taken advantage of. But
I think sometimes you don't forgive for the other person; you forgive for yourself, so you can move on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. If you hold on to like
grudges,
resentment,
it eats
away at you.
It does.
Yeah, and it stresses me out sometimes because like I've had so many situations where like I didn't forgive this person when I was younger, and then it'd come a bit bite me in the ass later down the line. Like I'd like run into them into the same class, and like that class would be miserable except to look at them and think of them like all the time. Like, you know, I just don't like that that source of anger just kind of lingering. So. Forgiving is much more easy. But yeah. Have you guys had people you don't like?
Recently? I mean, I have a couple, but, you know, what are you going to do, right?
Honestly, it's can't really do much. I remember I had a fight with someone long ago, and I did not like this person, right? It was like a big fight, whatever, and some of my friends were still friends with this person, and I would express my displeasure, but then I realized after I expressed it, I'm like, what am I expecting them to do, like cut off this person because I don't like them?
They gotta pick a side, they're with you or against you.
Jesus Christ.
Right, Michael, do you have anyone you don't like that people are friends with, your friends are friends with?
Not really. The issue where I don't like them, that my friends are friends with them. I have pretty, like, compartmentalized friend groups. Like, this friend group doesn't really associate with this friend group. I mean, I only have, like, two friend groups, but it's never been really a problem like that, where I don't like them and other friends are mad at them. Usually they'll do something... I'm hard to, like, make angry, so if they do something bad, it's like bad enough for everyone to collectively, you know, not like them.
Yeah, I've only ever seen Michael mad once.
Michael's mad? What happened?
I mean, when we traveled, we went to Japan.
Oh, I can imagine there would be a situation where people would be unhappy, yes, on that trip.
Yes.
What was the worst friendship breakup you have ever experienced?
Friendship breakup. I once told this girl that I don't enjoy our friendship because it feels really one-sided at the mall, and she cried.
Nice.
It felt like a real breakup, but we were just friends.
Really,
was this in college?
This was in college. It was at the, you know, the Eaton Center Mall in Toronto. I remember.
Why?
She just started.
Wow.
Wait, so you felt it was one-sided because you...
Like... She only hits me up when she wants to talk about her shit. But, you know, she never listens to me talking about my stuff. And it was like, I felt, you know, fair weather. You know, I just said, you know, I don't really enjoy this friendship with you.
He, like, broke... He and one of my other friends were dating, and he broke up with her and then, like, immediately started dating another girl. And I was just like very weird and sus. And so there was like, that was kind of like a Captain America Civil War situation where there were like two defined sides. And I was like, pick a side. That was, that was pretty fucking strange. That was,
Dude, I just got anxiety from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been in that kind of situation where, like, you're friends with both of them, and, like, they make you pick one, and it's just so exciting.
That's when you say, none of you.
I mean, stuff like that happens in the streaming world, especially where, you know, two of our mutuals might beef online, and, like, as content creators, it's more difficult for us to pick sides, especially publicly. Like, people will always ask, hey, well, did you hear X and Y are like beefing? What's your thoughts on it? Don't you know, you're friends with her, but you're also friends with her. So what's going on?
I think the best situation is to stay out of it, because what those people are interested are in, they're just interested in the drama, you know? Like, I don't want to give them what they want. I don't know.
Hang on, my mom's calling me. I need to tell her I'm filming a podcast.
Okay.
Wait, mama.
Hello.
我正在拍video，所以没时间跟你讲话。你看他们在 video 上。
Oh, I see. Okay, okay, 去吗?
Okay, bye bye. Love you.
Oh.
That's my mom. Yeah, people like drama. You know, honestly, I'm one of those people in the chat thinking, please respond. Please weigh in so there can be even more drama.
It's never worth it. The only people who win are the people who are looking at the drama. Like the audience. No one wins here. Do you have a story when a friend made you cry because of how good of a friend they were?
I wish, you pieces of shit.
Are you serious? You're so mean.
No, I mean, it's a hard no for me. Not that you guys aren't good friends, or any of my friends aren't good friends, I mean, but, you know.
No, I had a stream probably like 3 years ago. I was talking about my dad, and everyone in the house came and just hugged me. And then that was...
Aww, I remember
think
that.
I for sure needed that. Holy shit. Because I never talked about my dad openly to anyone. That was the first time I did it. And to have that, like... physical reassurance from them was really that's first.
I just thought of Michael's red flag.
Please, oh, God, cut the
fuck up. I'm
sorry. Dude, that was so funny.
So funny. Can we explain
cut the part out of the podcast?
Yeah, no, yes, no, please. No, it was really funny, dude.
It was great.
I thought it was hilarious. You know, I think when Lily was like, no, so that made it look way worse than it already was. I actually would have just gone with it, but it happened like 3 years ago, so you have nothing to worry about. It's in the past, you know. It was just funny how it looked, you know.
I'll just TLDR for Toast. We were playing Red Flags,
mm-hmm.
And then Michael was doing like your perfect. What was it? Girlfriend for Fed?
Yeah.
Most I don't know what the
and
card
the card was.
Was
he smells and looks exactly like your dad or something.
And I was in the background going.
And I was like,
Michael kept going on and doubling down.
Why is everyone freaking out? Like, this is a pretty tame card.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh,
man.
That was so funny. That was so good.
Fuck.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious, man.
Yeah,
it
was great.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
But,
I love this topic to character customization. None of us are perfect. Not even me. Write down your top three greatest features and tell three worst features.
I mean, we could just do, like, top one and top worst. Top
okay.
Greatest feature? Oh, you know what? We should do it for each other so we're not vain.
Okay.
I know exactly where I'm bad, though.
Let's start with Fed.
Yeah, let's start with the bad things so we can feel better when we say the good things.
Pick a compliment sandwich.
All right, everyone pick one insult for Fed.
Not insult, come on! Top worst feature for Fed.
Oh, okay. You know what? I got one. Fed does not handle his emotions very well when he's getting very emotional.
Ooh, what are you going to say about that? Fuck him up, Fed. Fuck him up.
No, it's true. It's actually, something I've been trying to work on for sure.
I guess on that, sometimes you're impulsive.
Yes.
Too impulsive, I guess.
Very.
Finish him, Michael.
Finishing blow.
Fuck him up.
It's okay, man. He can't think of anything. It's all good. And hours later.
Sometimes you prioritize others having fun more than yourself.
It's one of those compliments. My weakness is I work too hard.
You know how he pays for like everything at clubs?
Okay, that is actually a weakness.
That is a bad thing.
Financially irresponsible.
It stresses me out when people are like, "Oh, I don't know if I can afford it." It's just like, "Okay, yeah, let's just have fun and then deal with it later. Deal with it later."
The problem is
that. Yeah, but you don't deal with
it later. Because I'm too shy to ask for, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is, out of everyone in the house, you're in the least position to do that. Like.
Have you seen the sub count lately? Okay, that's true.
Now it's fine. Now you're paying for everything.
Guys, you guys have had that amount for like 8 months, 2 years. Okay.
Well, I've never had 12K subs. I've never had
12K. Okay.
Well, I've never had 12K subs either. I've never had 12K subs.
Me neither.
Okay, it's 14, but so we're not getting.
Oh my god.
The point is,
can you buy me Postmates again?
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, point is, it's all new to me.
It's understandable. It's always awkward at the end of like a club or dinner. It's like, are we splitting this?
I usually be like, hey, just Venmo me, guys, whenever you want.
Yeah. I don't want the conversation to be about money.
Money.
I want everyone to focus on fucking having a good time.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, adding on to that, my compliment for Fed is that he focuses on everyone having a good time. That's my compliment.
Stealing my shit.
My compliment is also Fed always, you know, he's a real homie, you know? If you need a lift from the airport, he will just go to the airport and drive there.
You have a fucking stomachache from a spicy chip and you need someone to drive you to the ER while you're screaming in pain in the backseat? Fed's got you, man. Fed's got you.
Holy shit, I got PTSD from that.
Dude,
that was scary, man.
Okay, I have never been in that state in front of anyone but Fed.
Yeah.
Like, he has seen me, I'm like, god awful. Like that's crazy. But yeah, Fed will be there.
Mm-hmm. Like how focused you are on like on the how mindful you are of like the content stuff for offline TV. I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like how much you think about it.
Yeah,
it's like very mindful all the time of it.
Very meticulous.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yay, Fed.
All right, move on. This is.
Wow.
It's hard to do weaknesses for Michael because he's so perfect.
I know, fuck right? You. That's what I mean.
Fuck you.
No, I know one. Sometimes we were trying to make kalbi and you wanted to put like butter in it.
I wanted a crust on the kalbi.
Disgusting. I'm sorry. That's
I wanted
just
a better
disgusting.
Crust on
it
the meat.
It was marinated kalbi.
Yeah,
you don't put butter in that.
I didn't want it for taste, for texture.
That's my criticism. Right. Oh, and the fact that you don't eat like other things that's not meat and rice. I think your taste buds needs to expand. Second.
All right, okay. I'm looking at Michael's YouTube comments. Doesn't upload enough. Oh, okay. All right, well, done with that.
Okay, tell us your turn.
You're allowed to insult me. It's okay.
Oh, to give Michael insult?
Yeah.
A weakness? I mean, it's not really a weakness, but it's something we've discussed as a house before, where it's like, let's say, I think the concern we've raised before is that Michael's connection to offline TV is too dependent on Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's something that has to be worked on over a long period of time, right? It's not like he's gonna be best friends with everyone in the house right away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something we mentioned. It's like, you know, holy shit, they break up, you know, Michael's just gonna peace out here. Lily, you can't break up with him.
Don't worry, if we break up, I'm about.
Fuck. Is that why we're still together?
What?
Fuck. Is that why we're still together?
No, if you guys break up, you guys will be. Or someone on top floor, someone on bottom floor, right? God damn.
that is reasonable. I wish I...
Best feature.
Huh. Best feature. I mean, I think Michael is a social chameleon where he can, kind of raise his, demeanor or lower it based on the people he's chilling. Like, when he's with Skara, he's talking about, stocks or, TFT or, just more content stuff, more reserve stuff. And when he's with, Fed, he's more, hypey stuff. And with Lily, he's more, quirky and, memes and, a goblin kind of deal. So I think he's good at reading the social situation and making the other person feel more comfortable.
Wow, that was a long, in-depth answer.
Thank you. Which one's the real me?
All right, wait, I'm
sure. Dad, I know how you felt. It's just weird.
No, it's fine, man. No, for me, it's pretty obvious for me. Like, one of the biggest things for me about you is that you have an eye for what looks good, and like I said, when I watched all your videos, I could really tell he understands. He knows, dude. And it's something I don't really see very often. And so, I mean, this isn't really personal. It's more your work stuff, but.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but to me, that is really cool to see. And so I respect the hustle and creativity and the dedication. Cause dude, I can hear you redoing a scene 1,000 times until it's fucking perfect. I can live. I mean, you don't film there anymore, but when you did, I swear to God, you'd say the same shit over and over until you got it just right. And I respect that, dude. I actually super respect that.
You're funny. Right.
Thanks, Lily.
Okay. No problem.
All right, let's do Lily next.
No, let's do Toast next.
Of course you want to be last, don't you?
Okay, fine.
You can do me. Do me. Do me.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Wait, you won, so you get to go last.
No, I get to go first.
No. You won, that means you get the prize position. We should have been more clear. Let's do it again, but the winner goes last.
Fine. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
Wait. Yes. No, this is good.
You are so late. How about this?
Okay. No.
Okay, I'm thinking of a number. Okay. 1 through 10.
9.
4. Oh, wait. So I'm the winner. That means I get to choose who goes last. And I choose Lily to go last. Thank you, Fed. Very impartial.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
So these aren't compliments, right? These are insults? Okay.
No. Worst feature. We don't
My
have to
feeling
insults.
Is the, yeah, the worst features is going to be one of those compliments. It's well, I feel like you care
right,
too much
dude,
about
is,
your friend.
This is so easy for me. Toast, I feel like sometimes you're scared to try new experiences.
Ooh.
And it's very, very conservative of you. And I respect it, but I wish, life's short. We don't know how long we're going to be together for. So, if we're yo, Toast, let's go to Disneyland and try something, something you don't normally do or something that, I think that'd be cool,
I should mention Fed tried to get me into a threesome once. And now he's bringing this up to try and shame me for not having a three-way.
No.
If it was two girls, one guy, I might have said yes, but I don't know, Fed.
Imagine, we could talk about that when we're, 50, 60 years old. Dude, we killed it, We killed the game.
Yeah, that is true. I'm not very open to new experiences.
Yeah. All right. Lily, you want to?
I feel like that. I don't know. I can't think of. Hold on. Michael, go. Toast.
When the coronavirus thing is not happening, you don't come over to the house a lot or more. It would be cool for you to come over, more. It'd be nice to.
I'm moving back in.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be nice.
I'm
moving back
I think mine also ties in with that. I wish you. I like it when you're open with your feelings. I like it when you talk about what's on your mind a lot. I like it when you vent. Yeah.
Like, it sounds like my worst features is that I'm not doing more stuff with you guys.
Exactly.
Oh, sure. My, that is so nice. That is true. I am depriving you guys.
Yeah. He somehow spun it around.
I mean, I ain't spinning anything. That's essentially the gist of what you guys are saying.
Well, let's give him that. Life.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean, that was the compliment, but now let's hear the actual compliment.
I think Toast cares about his friends a lot.
True.
And he shows it with actions.
Yeah. Anytime to add to that, anytime I've been in a pickle or I needed like advice on like how I should like handle a situation, he always gives me like very. He gives me like very thought out advice.
Sagely.
Yeah. And he like breaks it down play by play, which I feel like a lot of people don't. So yeah, he has a lot of experience. Yeah.
I respect that you, when you see something needs to be done, you can see it, but also have like the confidence to carry it out.
Is Michael's cam blurry for anyone else?
Yes.
You might have to refocus. No. All right. Thank you, guys. That does mean a lot to me. All right, Lily. I'm gonna eviscerate you. I gotta hurt you before I can help you. All right, my biggest problem.
Oh, Michael, you didn't sound like this with anyone else.
Look, I have a lot of like me and anyone who's seen me and Lily interact. No, we vibe. You know, we got good banter going on. But the thing I hate most about Lily, hate's a strong word.
Hate's a really strong word.
I think her worst features is that she gets very defensive when she feels like.
When I feel threatened?
When you feel threatened, or like if you did something wrong, or where you like feel like you're attacked, you become like, you know, like a porcupine. You just retreat, and then it's all spikes on the way out. It's like, you better approach me, motherfucker, kind of deal. Okay. But if you wait like, you know, half a day or even an hour, she'll slowly retract. And then you can have a conversation. But in that moment where you like said something she doesn't like, it's fucking war. It's like, she'll say stuff that will hurt you. But then later it's like, yeah, I didn't really mean that. I was just in my emotion. Mm-hmm. So it's just something you have to learn about her. And when she says those stuff, it's like you have to have a steel heart.
I have never said anything to hurt you.
She doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it. She didn't mean it.
To intentionally hurt you.
Yeah, there it is. Intentionally. Okay. I don't think you say things intentionally to hurt. It's just you want to get your emotion out there right away to make it know how hurt you feel.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Right,
Michael, do you have one in the meantime?
Yeah, you don't know when to burn people fast enough. Like if someone who's like, they're probably a bad person or like, I don't, or... Like you give people a lot of chances, and sometimes it can be hurtful for you too.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I know you've ranted about a couple people, and like I would see you still interact with those people like in a way that benefits them a lot. I'm thinking. Yeah, if it was me, I would have been like, peace, motherfucker. You hurt me, you get cut. While with you, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? People are human. We are just trying our best. You know, Lilyism, I like to call them. You know, everyone's human. Like, very, very, like, zen bullshit. It's like, you know, we're all just trying our best in this crazy world we live
in. But we are. Bro, we got a vibe together.
All vibe.
Yeah, I don't think I can't think of any.
All right, compliment me. Come on.
I know, Lily, you're expecting some big, you know, profound compliment that will like shake you to your core. My compliment for you has always been you're very fun to be around. Okay. Like, I enjoy spending my time with you.
That's like the highest compliment you can get from Toast, though.
Yeah. If I'm ever doing an event or an activity and you're there, for me, the enjoyment level goes up.
Wow. That's a good compliment. Thank you.
For me, it's like, I like that there's at least one person in the house I can go to. And I'll be like, yo, you want to do this? And there's a high percent chance that you're down, you know? And it's like having that buddy that you can always rely on, soda. Very reliable. And yeah. And that does a lot for, like, it. You're doing much, I don't know how to explain that. But it means a great deal to me, you know? Like, always having someone.
My favorite is that I feel like even if we weren't dating, we would still be very, very good friends.
Oh, shut up, Toast! What the fuck is that expression for?
It's so sweet.
Yeah, you like that fucking grime, bud?
I like it.
Now comes the open-ended segment. What do you guys want to talk about?
What are your deepest insecurities that probably no one else notices? Is there anything you don't like about yourself?
Dude, I didn't realize until recently, but I am very forgetful. Like...
Yes.
Like, oh, dude, quarantine is making it worse, 100%. Dude,
and I never really noticed this until I started streaming every day, because, like, my personality is on blast, but holy fucking shit. It's actually kind of sad how forgetful I am.
Yeah, I can't stand forgetful people. Because, like, a lot of times I would have argument with someone.
Okay.
Because, like, when I argue with someone over disagreements, I will, like, recall everything they've done to, like...
Wrong you.
To wrong me. And a lot of times, their response is like, well, I don't remember that. Did I say that? Like, I don't, you know, it's water under the bridge for me. But on my side, it's like, no, I remember clearly what you said and what you did, and you were in the wrong.
Yeah, I felt that.
I can't stand forgetful people.
Dude, I've been forgetting a bunch of shit too recently. Maybe it's like fucking quarantine is breaking my brain.
Deepest insecurity?
Deepest insecurity? I mean, just the general, like, will I ever find someone who accepts me for who I am?
Wow. That's some.
But you're disguised Toast. How could they not?
You know, okay, I'll put it like this. You know how every time I do something impressive or achieve something, some kind of milestone, I will announce it to the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, I was number one at Twitch Rivals, me! Or like when I hit 1 million subs on YouTube, it's like, check out this golden plaque YouTube sent me, motherfuckers. I made it.
It's also your Twitter banner right now, so.
Yeah, like, I'm a big bragger about what I do. And the reason I do it is because I feel like if I don't do it, no one will know, like, these things I'm doing. And I feel like I have to be my own hype man, because
you're afraid no one else will for you.
Yeah, like, I'm seeking that validation. And, like, instead of people saying, oh, you know, Toast is great, I feel like people won't say that, and that I have to be the one who says, I'm great, and hope people believe me.
That got deep.
That's very well thought.
Wow, holy shit. Okay. Insecurity. Well, probably everything, but...
That's a mood.
What am I insecure? Like, besides everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Lily's like, insecure about everything.
But then I'm, like, at peace with it, too, if that makes sense. Like, I'm insecure about it. It's whatever.
Yeah. Given Lily's history, you know, both professionally and personally, I can see why you have so much insecurity.
Thank you, Toss, for empathizing.
Yeah, you've gone through a lot. It's like, holy shit, I would have, you know, I would have shut down at some point.
And but, the thing is, like, there's a lot I went through that is personal too, right? That I've never told anyone. Like, people know what I've gone through publicly. Like, they know about the, you know, incident last year, whatever the fuck. But there's, like, so many other things. And sometimes I wish I could be open about it so people understand where I'm coming from. You know? But I can't do that, obviously. So, if you could change three things about you and you get it for the rest of your life, what would you pick? Let's just change that to one thing. Would you change one thing about yourself, whether physically or emotionally?
I wish I was hot.
Yo, like, same.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it sounds like I wish I was hot.
I wish I was like, a K-pop model.
Wait,
hot.
Guys. Yeah, like, oh my god, you guys are trolling. Okay, never mind.
I wish I was taller. I wish I was like, you know.
No, Michael, you're
that's why I'm here, boys.
Yeah, like, I just, you know, I wish I was conventionally physical attract, just because I'm curious, because I always hear that hot people have life on easy mode. Like, obviously, when you're not hot, you learn to develop more, like, skill set. Like, you learn to be funnier. You learn, it's like, you have to display your desirability in other ways.
I think,
right?
People definitely treat you differently if you're like super fucking attractive, like 100%. It's not even a
yeah.
I also wonder what that's like. Like, yeah, if you're like super hot, like I wonder what that would be
here,
like.
Let me explain my day to day then. So every day
it was one time, right? I had a fuck ton of makeup on for like a shoot, right? I did not look like myself, but I looked really nice that day, just like one time. And I went to get some boba, right? And then I got the boba, right? And I'm getting like 4 bobas. And then they took my credit card and then they used my name like, oh, hey, Lily, do you need us to like help you carry it back to your car, right? Because they didn't know who I was. I'm like, oh, okay. They're like, yeah, of course, I'll help you and blah, blah, blah. They're like being super fucking nice to me, right? It was just like the one time that stands out to my head in my head because, like, you know, normally that shit never really happens to me.
Lily, how did you feel when you were wearing those fake boobs?
Honestly, I felt really like, oh, empowered? My gosh, like, wow, I have something to show. Fuck. Because, like, normally I don't, you know, I don't have tits. I don't really have that big of boobs, whatever. But if I had like bigger boobs, like I would show them off. Are you serious? I felt so empowered, yo. Dude, it made my waist look skinny too. And I'm like, oh, this top would look so much better on me. I remember when I was younger, I tried wearing a V-shirt, right? Like one of those low-cut shirts for people with cleavage. Mm-hmm. I didn't have cleavage, so I looked fucking ridiculous in it. And like, I remember someone commented on it and it just like destroyed my self-esteem. I'm like, I'm never wearing V-shirts again. But stuff like that, I don't know. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if I could change one thing about me, boob size, perhaps?
Boob size.
The payoff was worth it.
PR was so good.
I'm joking. I actually don't give a fuck about boob size. But just, you know, K-pop model hotness. What about you guys?
The thing is, like, what would you change about yourself, right?
Yeah.
I
wish I could balance my life better. For example, like, right now, I'm very dedicated to, like, streaming every day, but, like, it's hard for me to throw in exercise or, like, hang out with friends. It's, like, really fucking hard to balance it all. Like, I really wish I could exercise every day, but that shit is so fucking hard with, like...
Balance?
Yeah, with, like, streaming every day... Because if I exercise, I get kind of tired, and the streams aren't as good, you know, and like, oh, man.
Yeah, I
wish I could tweak it so it's perfect, but I don't know.
What about you, Michael?
No more anxiety, 100%. I get anxious very often, just like all the time.
Yeah,
about pretty much everything. So it would be nice. Like, I feel like I can't do a lot of things because I'm worried that it'll like go wrong or something. Yeah, that it would be nice. I think I could just like do more freely. Also, that wire by your head kind of looks like a penis, Fed. The TV wire. Yeah. That
was... Oh my god!
It's like a hanging dong.
Yeah. Oh my god! Can you change it, Fed?
Yeah, I couldn't stop. Couldn't stop thinking about it. Kind of like a bigger penis. Okay.
That's you know what, I'll fix it later.
Yeah, fuck it. It can always just be rough.
I have a big one, but it's more like a personal one. Like a
Do you think hot people are insecure?
Oh, definitely. Are you serious?
But yeah, they're hot.
Yeah, but they'd be hot. Maybe if you're like, you're so attractive.
Oh, Lily, your microphone stopped working. Can you repeat that?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said that if you're really attractive, maybe you're insecure about, let's say, why people like you. Or do they like you just because of how you look? Insecure about your looks fading eventually one day? Like, everyone's insecure about something. And I think, that's it. That's all I was going to say. But what matters is how we deal with our insecurities. Yeah.
Never address it.
That's not okay.
Remember, kids, if you're insecure, put it in a bottle, and then someday you'll die.
I just like to point out that I'm not insecure about my boob size. In fact, that's the least thing I'm insecure about. Like, I don't care about it. Just gotta put it out there.
You brought it up three times, Lily.
I don't care about it. I don't care about it. I don't care.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm so positive.
I have.
No, I think if I was a girl, I think I would be someone who get breast enhancement augmentation.
You know, so many guys, like, whenever I hear guys go, like, yeah, if I were a girl, I'd do this. Like, I think it's just hilarious because you...
I feel like I would want boob size. Like, if there was a way to do surgery on me to make me taller, like, 6 feet tall, I would 100% go for it.
Really?
I know they have, like, that weird stuff where they, like, break your bones and put a metal...
I think that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think that's like extremely painful, and you get like 1 inch at most.
Are you worried about being why would you wait? Like, how? What was your ideal height increase?
I want to be 6 feet. Mm. I feel like when you're tall, you just naturally command more confidence and attention, and it will indirectly bleed over to you and your everyday life.
Yeah, I think being. Like, just looking down on everything. It's something about it. Yeah. I mean, I'm in a place where it's like, I'm so short. I'm not even in your position. It's like, I can't even care about it. It's where I'm like, God, I wish I had like that extra inch of height. It's like, no, I'd need like a fucking couple of inches of height.
You know, you always hear memes about how girls only want like 6 feet and over guys on Tinder or some shit like that, right? Like, why does that matter so much? Do people really care about that much?
There's some people that
it's like how some people are attracted to like certain features. That's a feature.
Well, okay.
Yes, some guy likes big boobs.
It's something that you can't like control, though. You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice being like overtly short, where it's not like, God, if only I had that extra inch, baby. Now it's like, ah, fuck, done.
Michael and I are the exact same height.
It's pretty epic.
Cute.
I think it's cute. It's like fun sized.
Yeah.
Did you get height surgery?
No, never.
Yeah?
What?
I get height surgery? No, I'm 5'8". Yeah.
I think your heights are fine. All of your heights are fine.
No.
Toast, how tall are you?
5'7". I think it's weird, like, whenever, like, us offline TV as a group goes out and, like, meet other people, we're just, like, a bunch of, like... like the Lollipop Guild. And then you have other streamers, like, from other groups, like YouTubers, and they're just, like, one head above us.
You know,
we have a height max for all of you. You must be this short to join.
I would not get boob surgery. Just want to put that out there. I'm happy.
But if you could have boobs right now, you would. And real,
I have boobs.
Real.
How like big are we talking, though?
Like
C cups.
I feel like I would be happy with like B's. You know.
So you would do C's.
No, I wouldn't
do
C's.
B minimum.
B would be the max I'd go. But honestly, doesn't matter. We're all gonna get old and wrinkly eventually anyway. Who the fuck cares?
True.
What are you guys gonna do when quarantine's over? Do you have plans?
Height surgery.
Yeah, boob surgery.
I feel like people will throw a lot of parties. There's gonna be like a quarantine party. Oh, there's gonna be out of
quarantine party, and then everyone's gonna get COVID from it.
Yeah, won't that make it worse?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Unless there's a vaccine, it's hard to justify
going out.
Yeah, because even if they lift quarantine, like I still feel like it'll be weird.
You should still be careful, I think.
Yeah. But I don't think there'll be parties for a long time, actually. I think it's going to be
I'm sorry, Fed.
Yeah. I'm trying my best not to think about it.
Party.
Yeah.
You want to host their own little, you know, ADC, little... We'll play Elenium on speakers.
Yeah, let's roll through and just throw a party, right?
So that's going to do it for us. I hope everyone learned a bit about us as friends, as human beings, and, you know, the struggles we go through as people who make money on the internet playing video games.
I hate you.
Lifestyle of the rich and the famous is not.
Be happy with your breast size no matter what. You'll find it doesn't matter how big they are or how small they are. We're all in this together, okay? Cool.
Any words of wisdom from the guys?
Stay in school, smoke crack, you know, have fun.
Alright, thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.